Drive-By Truckers are a southern rock band who've been praised by music critics from Rolling Stone, Spin, and Amazon.com. The band's songs tell tales of widespread poverty and stubborn good old boys. Our reviewer, Christian Horde, thinks the Drive-By Truckers' new album, The Dirty South, is worth a listen no matter where you call home.
Founded by Alabama natives Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley in the late 90s, the Drive-By Truckers infused a sloppy, Lynyrd Skynyrd-esque guitar attack with stories about lovable losers who convince their girlfriends to sign away trailer homes to help them make bail and who get drunk and fool around with their sister-in-law. A few years ago, the Truckers produced a magnum opus of sorts with their CD, Southern Rock Opera, a two-disc, two-act song cycle about a southern boy who joins a Skynyrd-inspired band and tours the world before dying in a plane crash, just like his heroes. In Let There Be Rock, Hood reminisces about seeing Molly Hatchet, Ozzy Osbourne, and AC/DC as a teenager, and recounts how he had tickets to a hotly anticipated concert that would never happen.
Skynyrd was set to play Huntsville, Alabama, spring of 77. I had a ticket.
On their slow, somber, and perfectly titled new album, The Dirty South, Hood, Cooley, and fellow songwriter Jason Isbell chronicle southern pride and poverty with songs explicit and humbly tuneful enough to make listeners fall in love with the band all over again. The self-effacing humor and Skynyrd obsession have mostly disappeared. In their place are leaner numbers about Reagan-era poverty, moonshine-swilling daddies, and the fatherly World War II vet who never saw John Wayne at Iwo Jima. Carl Perkins Cadillac manages to give a thumbnail history of Sun Records' early years, while remembering an early rocker whose career went south quicker than anyone would have expected.
If Mr. Phillips was the only man that Jerry Lee still would call sir, then I guess Mr. Phillips did all y'all about as good as you deserve. He did just what he said he's gonna do, and the money came in sacks, new contracts.
A triptych of songs in the middle of The Dirty South recalls Buford Pusser, the Tennessee sheriff immortalized in the 1973 film Walking Tall. The song The Boys from Alabama, which identifies with the Alabama hooligans who terrorized Sheriff Pusser, typifies what's so great about The Dirty South. Its gangsta rock toughness, its dense images, and the way it tempers southern mythos with a sense of social realism.
Well, they caught you smoking grass, and the judge threw the book, and I saw a little opportunism in your look. You can take it from me, boy, take it from a crook.
The CD is The Dirty South by The Drive-By Truckers. Christian Horde is a frequent contributor to Rolling Stone and co-editor of the new Rolling Stone album guide coming out this fall.
I can see you standing there staring down at your shoes, thinking about your mom and dad and wondering what to do. With your best look inside yourself, boy, we are watching you. With your friends in jail who can see you through, boy, don't forget no
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Noah Adams.